This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
This is your WGBW Daily News Roundup for the Talk of Green Bay, 97.9 FM and 1590 AM.
A Packers coach has a job interview. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NFL, Green Bay Packers defensive coordinator Jeff Hafley has been invited by the New York Jets to interview for their head coaching position. How did the Packers defense perform under Hafley? Matt LaFleur.
You make the necessary adjustments and you put your guys in position, and then ultimately those guys got to go out there and execute. And I thought Hafley did an outstanding job, and it's not just Haf, it's our entire defensive staff did a really good job with that.
Mike McCarthy interviewed last night with the Chicago Bears. NBA. The Bucks with a win at home, 122-93 over the Orlando Magic. Giannis with 26 points. Damian Lillard led with 30.
You know, one of the main things was pace. Just seeing it on film and seeing how much better my rhythm to the game is and my timing and just my movements are when I get the ball up the floor with pace. It's good for our team, but it's also been good for me.
That's the Bucks' Damian Lillard with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. If you're looking for some fun indoor entertainment, given the frigid temperatures on the way, here are some movies that might interest you. There continues to be no shortage of horror films, and if that is your genre of choice, check out a new take on the age-old classic Wolfman, starring Julia Garner of Ozark fame. Also opening in wide release is the comedy One of Them Days, starring Kiki Palmer and musical artist SZA, which tells the story of two roommates scrambling to pull rent money together. At the time of this reading, the film is pulling a 100% on Rotten Tomatoes, and SZA's acting chops have impressed critics. Coleman Domingo's role continues. The film Sing Sing will be re-released this weekend. And if you happen to be incarcerated, you're in luck as well. The film will be playing in correctional facilities all across America, and that makes sense since Sing Sing tells the story of teaching rehabilitation through the arts and has almost a perfect audience and critic score on Rotten Tomatoes. Let's go to the movies. If you're looking for a trip down TV memory lane and were a fan of the show Twin Peaks, this might pique your interest. The murder mystery drama set in the Pacific Northwest will be available on Blu-ray box set. In addition to all the seasons, there will be 27 hours of behind-the-scenes and extra features. The box set doesn't officially drop until February 3rd, but you can currently pre-order it on Amazon for a cool $56. Actors work odd jobs to pay rent before their big break. For actor David Schwimmer, one of the gigs included serving divorce papers after his freshman year in college, thanks to his lawyer mother. The Friends actor and star of the new show Goosebumps told Stephen Colbert he once served singer Rod Stewart with divorce papers. Apparently, Alana Stewart, Rod's wife at the time, no longer wanted his body or thought he was sexy. Goosebumps is available to stream on Peacock. Award show nominations are pouring in this time of year. Great movies wouldn't be great movies without a really good script. The Writers Guild of America has announced its nominations for the 77th annual WGA Awards. Nominations for Best Screenplay in the Feature Film category include Anora, A Complete Unknown, Challengers, Wicked, and Nickel Boys. The British Academy of Film and TV Awards also announced its nominations for Best Feature Film yesterday, and there was a little bit of crossover. The BAFTA Best Feature Film nominations also included Anora and A Complete Unknown, but not Wicked, Nickel Boys, or Challengers. In addition to Anora and A Complete Unknown, Conclave led the way with 12 nominations, followed closely by Emilia Perez with 11. The fifth nominee, The Brutalist, drew 9 nominations. So many award shows to watch, so little time. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Breezy this morning, less windy this afternoon. It'll be partly cloudy today with a high of 35. Tonight down to 19. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy and breezy, 37 the high. And then after that, hang on, because it is going to get really cold later this weekend into the first part of next week. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 30.
That's your WGBW Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WGBW.fm. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.